You're listening to BBC Radio 3 with me, Kate Mollison. Welcome back to the Usher Hall in Edinburgh. We're in the company of the BBC Scottish Symphony Orchestra and their chief conductor, Thomas Dausgaard. And the second half of this concert contains just one piece. I suspect you might recognise it. Thus Spake Zarathustra begins with an elemental hum, so low in the orchestra that it's almost inaudible. Then come the trumpets, the timps, and that most ultimate of C major chords. This opening is called Morning in Richard Strauss's score. It would be made super famous by Stanley Kubrick in 1968 as we contemplate the possibility of intelligent life forms beyond what we know. You can see why Stanley Kubrick liked it. Strauss's piece has a cosmic power, or maybe a very earthbound power, which is based on the fundamental physics of sound. So why did Strauss go back to basics like this? It had to do with a book in which Friedrich Nietzsche wanted us to reevaluate our own basic beliefs rather than holding blind faith in a monotheistic god or in pure science. Nietzsche wanted us to feel accountable for our own actions and to reclaim spiritual power for ourselves. This is the book in which he coined some of his most famous concepts. Meet the Übermensch, basically Superman, and that showstopper of a phrase, God is dead. Well, here's what tonight's conductor, Thomas Dausgaard, had to say about how all of that actually becomes a piece of music.
What I imagine Strauss was fascinated was the idea of what it takes to gain the wisdom which this hermit, Zarathustra, found in his cave. And I guess that Strauss took to the idea that you have to say goodbye to just about everything. So this tone poem goes through various very normal human experiences which the music says no to. The first thing it mocks is religion. He really wasn't into religion, and he thought that Nietzsche had got the right end of the stick here, so he was very happy mocking along, and as soon as he has said goodbye to that, the music plunges into various other things which Strauss in the music again either mocks or says no to. And there is at one point a very defiant theme coming out of the trombones, dee da 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 dee da, and that is what is called the disgust theme, where he shows the disgust, his disgust for joy, for passions, for longing, for all the normal human things, where he thinks, well, we have to say no to this. Even when he breaks into this wonderful Viennese waltz with a solo violin, also that will be commented with this disgust theme. Even at its most ecstatic, even at the beautiful end where you think it's transcendental, going into another world, even there he will drop this disgust theme to just show us you have to simply give up on everything to gain that wisdom. And what is that wisdom? That is perhaps for us to be found in the mysterious ending where we are left with the note which it all began on, but very, very quietly and sort of open-ended, coming back full circle to perhaps the one single thing we have in common, perhaps one big thing we only realize once we've said no to all these things, which we go through in this 30-minute piece.
And do we find out what it is?
The final note and the first note is related to a very basic theme, often referred to as the nature theme. And that is perhaps the essence of us all, where we are coming from. We are coming from the big everything. And to realize that, we have to go through quite a process. Strauss is fast, 30 minutes. For the rest of us, it might take a bit longer.
Thomas Dausgaard, and he is coming onto the stage here at the Usher Hall to conduct the very full forces of the BBC Scottish Symphony Orchestra in Also sprach Zarathustra by Richard Strauss.